Okay, good morning, everyone. Today's daf is daf Mem Zayin. So we got two lines down. The Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Zera, Amar Rebbe Asi, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Amar Rebbe Chanina, Amar Rebbe Rumnus. Li, hiti Rebbe, Rebbe permitted me, he testified, L'taltel machte be'efar, that he was able to carry a pan with efar. What's that referring to? So if you look at Rashi three lines down, Rashi says, Amar Rebbe Rumnus li, hiti Rebbe, l'taltel machte, shalavona be'efara, there is some type of ketores in it, some type of incense in the machte, he permitted it. And Kasan Kadaitech, Rashi explains, was be'efar mean? Im efar, with some ashes, kamar, she'efar muksa, even though the dirt, the ashes is muksa, v'loha yutsuichalo, and you don't need it, v'ashmin, and we learn from here, de'agav machta, de'ika taras kli ala, tilta im efar. Since the machta, since the pan itself is a kli, has a taras kli, it's not muksa, you're able to carry it, even though it also has something that's muksa inside of it. So the Gemara says, Amr le Rebbe Zeir le Rebbe Asi, Mi Amr Rebbe Yochanan Hachi, does Rebbe Yochanan really permit you to carry in a pan a davar muksa? V'atran, doesn't the Mishnah teach us that no till adam b'no, v'evan b'yad, a person could hold a child and the child's holding a rack, o kalkala, to hold a loaf of bread, v'evan b'soch, and there's a pebble in it, v'amr Abba b'abarchan, Rebbe Yochanan, b'kalkala, or it's really a basket, b'kalkala melea peros askinim, we're talking about a basket that doesn't only have a rack in it, but has a rack and also fruit in it. Taimad is be peri, only because there's also fruit in the basket, may you carry it, even though there's also racks. But if it's talking about a case, delehales be peri, if there are no fruit in it, it's just rocks in the basket, then it would be asur, lo, one would not be allowed to. So just like you couldn't hold a basket of rocks, so too you couldn't hold a machta pan of just ashes, which is muksa. So the Gemara says, Ishtomim Mekhisha Chada. We have this on many occasions in the context of Rabbi Yochanan, but he forgot for a moment, he got confused, he was kind of thrown off by the question, caught off guard. Amar, and he responded finally after thinking for a few moments, Hachanami de'isbe karton. We're talking about machta that doesn't only have a farah, that doesn't only have ashes, but it also has karton. What's karton? So Rashi explains, isbe karton, shenishtayaru min ha'or ulavona. There was some leftover incense there, dechazi lahariach, you could still smell it. Va'agav lavona, because of the lavona, because of the ketores that's there, metalta lamachta imay farah. Dumia, just like the kalkala melea peros va'evin besocho, just like a basket that has not only rocks but fruit in it, so too the Machta is talking about in a case not only where there are ashes, but there's also some leftover lavona that is usable, that one is able to smell. So we see from here, this is a very important klal that we've come across before, that a bas ledavar aser is aser, but a bas ledavar aser and ledavar mutter, and then is permitted. But only, the Shulchan Aruch brings this down, only that is true if the davar mutter is more chashiv than the davar aser. So how does one define? So I spoke about this today on today's daf in practice, that the Rav Moshe would ask the question, let's say you have a $100 bill on a tray, and you also have a bencher, which one's more chashiv? Rav Moshe felt whatever you need for that day is more chashiv. So he said, even if you have glasses that are not so expensive and a $100 bill, so it would not be a basis if you need the glasses, because you need the glasses now, even though it's not as valuable as a $100 bill. But he says, if you have another pair of glasses, and these are unnecessary, so then you don't need the glasses, then it would not be more chashiv. So there is an interesting ha'ara made by Rav Yashiv that many have the custom of placing benchers on candelabra trays so the tray doesn't become a basis, but he says it's a misuse of the bencher. It's a bizayon of kisvei kodesh to just use a bencher as a basis. So his recommendation is, if you're going to use a bencher or a sefer to be the davar chashiv, first use it. First learn from it, and then you can place it there on top. But either way, we see a very, very important klal here that a basa davar aser and ledavar mutter, if the davar mutter is more chashiv, then one can move it. So the machta here in the case, it must be with the ketores, it is more chashiv, it has a use, it's more chashiv than the efara, and so too by the basket, the peros are more chashiv than the evan that might be inside. So the Gemara now says, Amar baye karton be rebi mi chashivi. Is karton, is ketores, is the lavona, is that chashiv in the house of Rebbe? Why not? What's wrong with Bei Rebbe? Rashi said Bei Rebbe was nasi, v'ashir hava mi chashiva. He was the nasi, he was very wealthy. I think a few particles of ketores are going to be chashiv in his eyes. V'chitema chazilanim. If you're going to say, well, Rebbe may not make use of it, but an ani could certainly benefit from some lavona. But b'hat tanya, don't we have a braisa that says, big de'aniyim laniyim, big de'ashirim lashirim. When it comes to Hilchos Tumah, so the big de'aniyim, which is shalosh ha-shalosh etzbos, very, very small, 3 finger widths by 3 finger widths, so that's chashiv a beged for an ani, but or a big day Ashirim, which is Shlosha Tfachim, Ashlosha Tfachim, which is much larger, that's fit for Ashirim. But when it comes to Aval Danim, Lashirim, lo, but the clothing of an Ani, a small rag, it's three etzbos by three etzbos, it's not Roy for an Usher. And so if an Usher has such a rag, it's not Makabel Tumah, because in the eyes of the Usher, it's not Chashiv. So too, a few particles of Ketores is not Chashiv in the eyes of Bei Rebbe, and therefore, it won't be a Davar Mutter, and the Basis should be Usher, the Machta should be Usher. So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Abai, Abai says for a different reason. He says, Midi Dehave Agraf Shari. It's similar to a concept we have, we've seen elsewhere as well, Agraf Shari, which is talking about you have some type of container holding excrement, and that's very disgusting, garbage, so a person's allowed to move it. Here as well, it's considered the Afar something disgusting, and a person would be able to move it. So the just look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ela Amar Baye, Hod the Shari Leila Talta Machta Beifar. The reason why you can move the pan with ashes, not because of any leftover Lavona. That's not Chashiv. The reason is, Rashi explains, is because Mishum de Afar Mois Alela Rose. It's disgusting to look at the ashes left over after burning. Vavi Kagraf Sherei, which is something disgusting, and therefore Mutilotzi of Lashba Shebechatzu. You could take it out to the garbage. Just like you could have a garbage bag removed from your house, even though it might be mooks of things in there. So to anything else that disgusts a person that's Mius, there's a heter to override muksa to get it out of the way. So the Gemara says, not so clear. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Shtei Tshuvos Bodavar. I've got two questions against that suggestion that you're saying it's a Graf Sherei. What are the two questions he has? He says, number one is, Chada Graf Sherei is Meis V'hai L'Meis. When it comes to something that's garbage and there's excrement, that's really disgusting. Some ashes in the pan is not that disgusting. The ode, secondly, Graf Sherei is Megale V'hai Mekase. When it comes to Graf Sherei, it's exposed. You could see the excrement there. But here, the pan has a cover. You can just cover it up and it's out of the way. You can't just move it if it's not bothering you. So number one is the machte, the ashes, isn't so disgusting. Number two is you just cover it up. So Ella Amar Rav, Rav says, Kavin and Bei Rav Nachman, when I was at the house in this Rav Nachman, having the taltlin kanuna agev kitma, they would carry what's kanuna. So Rashi explains kanuna around 10 narrow lines up. Kanuna is kli nechoshes shemivim bo ha'or lefnei sarim l'schamim. Some type of holder you bring, some copper holder you bring fire heat for the important people to warm up. So you're allowed to carry it. Agav kitma shiutzichon leifara l'chasas rok otsoa. It had ashes in it. So why are we allowed to use it? Aren't ashes milk? So no. Ashes are permitted because it's used to cover up some saliva, it's used to cover up some excrement, and therefore it has a certain purpose. So here as well, the machta has some ashes, and therefore it has a certain purpose. You could still use it. Ashes are in muksa. So the Gemara again says, ki havinam bei Rav Nachman havim etatlan kanuna agav kitma afagav deika alei shiver etim. Even though there's some broken pieces of wood, some wood chips that are there, the wood chips are muksa, but still, since it has the afer, that it has a purpose to cover up the roke and other things, therefore it's mutter. Here as well, it's mutter. So the Gemara says, meisive, asks the Gemara and challenges. Wait a second. V'shavin shemyesh b'shivrei psila she'asa l'taltal. That they both agree that if it has broken piece of wood, it's also to move. So Rashi says, what are you referring to here? So Rashi explains here, the two narrow lines, last two narrow lines of the page here, v'shavin Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Shimon she'nechlu b'ner yashan. That they argue about an old candle. That Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold a muksa, so an old candle is allowed. And Rabbi Yehuda does hold a muksa, that an old candle on ner yashan is asur, it's muksa. But they both agree, however, if there are some wood chips, or shivri psila, or some broken wicks, so then that's aser to move. It's aser to move. So now, even though it might have some oil in here, so shouldn't you say that the oil that's left over in the ner yashan is more important than the shivri psilas? And why are we saying it's a muksa? It shouldn't be muksa. So the Gemara says, we're talking about a case, Amar Bai, Begalila Shanim. They were talking about Galila. What's Galila? In Galila, Rashi says, Shechashuvos lehen shivei psila, shein begadim shepishon mitzulem, hagach lo batli v'nasis ner basis lehen. He's referring to, in Galila, they didn't have much flax there. And therefore, flax is very chashuv for them, and It was more chashuv than the oil. And since they're shivrei psilim, since the wicks broke, they were used on Shabbos, they're considered moksa. And since they made of flax, so flax is more valuable, more important than that of oil, so since the flax that was more chashuv is a davar moksa, because now it's shivrei psilim, it's broken, it's like broken piece of anything else, therefore, in Galilee we're talking about, is where it's a basal davar asur. But other places where flax isn't so expensive, that flax isn't so valuable, then the shemen would be more chashuv, and shemen would be more chashuv than that of the psile, shivre, psile, and therefore would not be bosses. Everyone would agree you could, or not everyone, but everyone, the Rabbi Shimon would agree that you can move the neryashon, since the shemen is more chashuv than the shivre, psile. So the Gemara now says, Levi, Bar Shmuel Ashkechindel Rabbi Abel Rav Huna Bar Chiyab Tavikaime Apischa Debei Rav Huna. That Levi Bar Shmuel once found these two Amorim, Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna, and they're standing at the entranceway to the house of Rav Huna. And Amar Lahu, and he says to them, Levi says to these two great Rabbanim, Ma'u Lahachzer Mita Shotarsim Pishabas. Are you allowed to put together some type of bed that was used, a table that was used by a coppersmith? So Rashi just explains the Metzias here, two wide lines down in Rashi, Tarsim, Tsorfe Nechoshes O Gardim, some type of a worker, a coppersmith of sorts, Holchen Me'ir Le'ir, he would travel from city to city to do his work and to sell whatever he sold and sell his services, Lemlachtam, Venosin Iman Mitel Shapra. He'd bring with him some tables that come apart and reattach and take off to schlep easier. Are you allowed to put these things together? Are you allowed to build this on Shabbos? So Amri Lei, they said back to Levi Bar Shmuel, Shapir Dami, it's permitted. So then asked the comrade of Yehuda. Then later, Levi had asked Rav Yehuda the same very question. And Amr, and he told him the answer. And Amar Rav Yehuda said, "Ha Ravu Shmuel Amri Tavayu." Both of them hold. Both Rav and Shmuel hold that Hamachzer Mita Shel Tarsim B'Shabbes Chayv Chatas. He felt otherwise. That your Chayv Chatas are building this together. It's building a bin here. That's Aser. Rashi explains what's Aser about building such a table. So Chayv Chatas. You build the kli from scratch. You've completed the construction of a kli. So this is a aval l'chol gomri melacha. Anyone who completes a melacha, it's under the rubric of a makba patish. Not because of binyan, because there ain't a binyan b'kelim. There's no building by kelim. There's a different melacha of makba patish. So you had a few different pieces. You had a plank of board, and you had some little sticks, and you built it together. That's a violation of makab epatish. So he thought otherwise. So Gemara said, asks the question, Meisivei hamachzer kinei menorah b'shabbos chayv chatas. A person who puts the different branches of a menorah back together, he's chayv chatas. But it's a kinei sayadim lo yachzer. If it's a pole used by like a painter or a plaster, so then one should not do lechachilam. Vim hichzer pater v'alaser. If one does return it, it's pater v'alaser. So what's the difference between a kana of a menorah versus a kana of sayadim? So Rashi explains kana menorah shiyotim imenu kana milaneros harbe, that there are many different branches that you take off and remove and put back when it comes to the menorah. So sometimes you need more, so you add it on. That's really called fixing. That's really called the makav patish by a menorah. But kanasha sayadim, why when a painter adds on to his stick, his branch, why is that a problem? So the Rashi just explains the Metzius here, says, Hatachen v'halamalabadin, those who kind of spread the plaster and the paint, so b'habayis, besid with some type of plaster, yeshlen kanim shaprakim, they have these long sticks that come apart. V'nosin matlis b'roshi, put a rag on the end of it, some type of mop on the end of it. V'sharon besid, and you soak it in plaster. Machoy v'tachas habayis, and you end up just painting the house. V'chshutach milamata, when you're trying to paint the low area, iefshar b'kanakatsu, you need a small stick. You don't need a long stick to reach the bottom. You're right next to the wall, so you have a small stick when you're right next to the bottom of the wall. And kshuholech magbia hamosif kana akana maricha, when you need to reach the top and the ceiling, you have to add on to it. So these are different parts you take off and put back on. So that, says the Gemara, if you do it, it's pater val aser. So then the Gemara says further back inside. So Rabbi Simai Omer, Karen Agula Chai, when it comes to a particular horn that's around one's Chayv Chatas for putting on the different parts of it, we'll look at Rashi in just a moment. If it's a Karen Pshuta, if it's a straight type of horn, it's Pater. So what's the Metzias here, just to understand? The Rashi explains around 10 lines up, Karen Agula, Karen Pshuta, a circular horn and a straight horn. Shneim min kli zemer. These are different types of instruments. Fu asoy nekavim nekavim kekivrets. It has many holes in it, like a sifter. Umachnas ben nechalilim, and you could put in different flutes from them. Maybe something like a bagpipe or something. Umotzin kolos harbi. Many sounds come out. Karen Agula, if it's circular, it's round, Maisa Umuhu. That's considered a professional act to have to put it back in. Not just anyone could change the different pieces. You need a professional to do that. And Mitzarach Litkor Ben Nikovin, because you need to stick it in very, very tightly and strong. Havi Malacha, that's a real Malacha. Ubekarim Pasha, when it comes to a straight type of horn, Machnisa Berevach, you could put it in with some space. It doesn't have to be so tight in. Vedarchan Leparka and Tamid, people take it off and on all the time. Upater. So what's the question from this Brisa, says Rashi? Katani mias bekani menorah dechayev huadin lemata shotarsir mita shotarsir. So just like we said, by the menorah taking off and putting back on, the branches of the menorah is subject to the chiyuv machmir patish. So then, so too, when it comes to the bed of the coppersmith, that should also be chayev. So this is a question according to Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna Bar Chiya, who thought that one's allowed to reconstruct this type of mita of the coppersmith, and this goes along with it's a proof for both Rav and Shmuel Feld was also chiyuv chatas to put back together mita shel tarsim. So the Gemara says, you know, the answer is inu damar kiay tana. They hold of a different tana. The Sani, the Brisa tells us that Malvino Samita, the Karo Samita, Ulvacham Shel Skibas, which are different types of, there's a bed sockets and the legs of the bed, and some crossbows of the bed. Lo Yachs, a person should not put them back together. Vim Hichs, if one does it, he's Pater of Al Aser. It's Pater, but it's Aser to do so. Velo Yitka, but he shouldn't put it on Rashi as Bechozik, you say those. He shouldn't put it in with like types of nails and stuff and pegs. Vim talk, if he does so, he's chayv chatas. He's chayv chatas in this case. But comes along, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, im haya rafoy mutter. If it's soft, it's mutter. So according to Rabbi Avraham Huna Bar Chiya, they were going like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that you're allowed to construct this table for the coppersmith so long as it's rough, or so long as it's soft, it's not so tight. So that's one of the big chilukim we spoke about the other day, that even though ain't been in the steer b'kalim, the person does put the different pieces together b'chozek, so then there would be a real isser involved. But when a person does it b'ruff, the person does it soft, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's allowed. And that's how he paskes, brought down by Shulchan Aruch, that if it's a rough way, it would be allowed. But if it's tight, then it wouldn't be a chiv chatas, but we assume it would be an isser midrabanam to build something in such a way that stays tightly. So Gemara then says, Bei Rav Chama, Havamita Glanisa, he had a particular type of bed that had parts to it. And Havamahadele Biyoma Tova, he would put it together on Yantif. And Amalei Homer Rabbanan said to Rabbah, my Daitcha, what's your opinion? How can you do this? Binin Metzadu, this is a build, it's an indirect building, but Nihid de Isura Deraisa Leka, granted, it's not Isura Deraisa because you're doing Aide Shino. Rashi says Metzad means Bipnesh Eno Tekua, you're not putting it tightly, Umaduka Bechozek, it's still Karle Metzad, that's still called a backwards, sideways type of building, Klomer Aide Shino. Violating Mlach Aide Shino is a Derbanan, it's not Deraisa, but it's not Mutter either, it's Aide Shino, it's a Derbanan. So certain instances, like for a fuas, a person, if it's not a sakana, but if it's a chol shem basakana, so certain malachas are allowed, aide shinur, by dropping malacha deraisa down to shinur, makes it derbanam, and we can violate certain derbanans for a chola. But here there's no chola, so aide shinur, that's an issur derbanan. So granted that you might be building it and reconstructing this bed, minatzad, and it's not going to be deraisa, nihid the isur deraisa leka, but isur derbanan mi'aika, but there is a rabbinic problem in doing so. So Amar Lei, Ana, K'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Svirli, the Amar Im Haya Rafoy Mutter, I hold like K'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and that's how, again, the Shulchan Aruch paskens as well, that if you do it B'Rafoy, if you do it very soft and loose, that would not be a problem. And that's why he was able to reconstruct this type of bed. Now, just be interesting, we're not getting involved in electricity for a moment. There's a huge machlokas poskim, again, this is an old discussion already, what the violation of electricity is. What's the relevance here? You know, some say it's a havara. Rav Shlomo Zalman went back and forth and says he doesn't know what malacha is, but it certainly is aser. Chazon Ish is famous for saying that it's binyan, it's building. So what's the building involved in electricity? So he used this sugi as a raya, that whenever you tighten kalim b'mehudak tightly, that's a violation. That's a violation, he felt, of binyan v'stir m'deraisa. So he says, when you connect a circuit, he says there's no greater mahadik, there's no greater connection building than connecting a circuit, and therefore connecting it would be a binyan, and disconnecting it, he felt, would be kibbutz. Again, this is part of a larger discussion, but just note this is one of the proofs that the Chazon Ish uses for his approach and definition of electricity on Shabbos. So let's go by to the Gemara now. The Gemara says in the new Mishnah as follows. Nosten kli tachas haner, you're allowed to place a kli below the candle, the kabo nitzotos in order to catch the sparks, v'lo yitein letocha mayim b'pnei shum mechaba. But when a person cannot place water below it, because that's causing it to go out. So Gemara first says, v'hakum evato kli mehechano. So firstly, in the first half of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says you're allowed to place a kli below the candle, so how's that allowed? When you put it there and the nitzotot, the sparks fall in it, now that kli can't be used again. And we have a kli we learned the other day from the Gemara, k'mevatam kli me'echano is aser. You can't be mevatam kli. And Rashi said one of the explanations was, it's like being mechab or something like a karka. You're building on top of the ground because the fact that you can't move it anymore, and because it caught the flames, it caught the sparks, it stuck to the ground, and you were somehow, it was like kibinu, it was like building a building. So says the Gemara, no. Am Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yeshua, nitzotot ein behem mamish. There's no mamish to them. There's no mamashes. There's nothing, the sparks, when it hits the kli and it goes out. There's nothing there, nothing left over. So Rashi explains, ein behem mamish, and therefore, mishkavo umuter litlo, mishkavo litmuter litlo. When it goes out, the spark is no longer there. You can't find any remnants of the spark, and therefore you're allowed to move the kli. It's still mutter. It's not going to be a violation of mevatel kli mehechan. So then the Gemara says on the second half of the Mishnah, the Gemara says v'lo yitein latocha mayim mipnei shum mechaba. A person may not place water beneath the candle because when the fire goes down, it's going to extinguish it. So the Gemara says lema tanan stomach Rabbi Yosi. It must be that our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yosi. Damar gorim lekibur aser. That if a person causes a fire to go out, even if it's indirect, it's aser. So, tizvara, does that really make sense? Hey, Madame Rabbi Yossi, b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says b'Shabbos that you're not allowed to put water near fire. That's gorim kibbutz. But be'erev Shabbos mi amar. But do you say you can't do it before Shabbos? If I place my candle in water, I did everything before Shabbos. Just like before Shabbos, I could turn my sprinkler on Erev Shabbos and it could continue to run. I could put my electricity on and let it continue to run. So I did nothing on Shabbos itself. So it's here as well. This is talking about Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah says you can't place near in water even Erev Shabbos. Why is that usher? But the Gemara says, if Rabbi Yossi said it's dimmed by Shabbos, but Erev Shabbos, would he say the same thing? You can't put water before Erev Shabbos? So Gemara says, v'chi tei ma'achanami, b'Shabbos. If you're going to say that this Mishnah is only describing on Shabbos you shouldn't place the ner l'toch mayim, but before Shabbos you'd be allowed to. But v'ha tanya, but doesn't the Braisa say, nosen kli tachas ner l'kabo nitzotots b'Shabbos. You can place a kli on Shabbos itself to catch the sparks. Vein tzarech lomer be'erev Shabbos, and needless to say, you could place a kli from before Shabbos to catch the sparks. And the Braisa continues, v'lo yitein l'tocha mayim mipnei shum mechaba me'erev Shabbos. A person cannot place the candle in water from before Shabbos. Vein tzarech lomer b'Shabbos, and needless to say, on Shabbos itself, one cannot. So clearly, this mission has been expanded by the Braisa that this applies even on erev Shabbos, that you can't place the ner even in water even on erev Shabbos. So who authored the Mishnah? So Ella Amar Rav Ashi, Afilu Tamer Rabbanan, Shiny Hacha, Shem Mipnei Shem Mekarev Es Kibbutz. This case is different. That this case is different here, that even the Rabbanan will agree it's Aser, that even though normally Rabbi Yossi says, Garam Kibbutz is Aser, and Rabbanan think, Grama B'Kibbutz is Mutter, in this case, even Rabbanan will agree that this is not Garam Kibbutz, this is more than, this is Mekarev Es Kibbutz, this is bring it closer. How is it bringing it closer? So Rashi says, Shemekarev Es Kibbutz, Zimon Kibbutz Lehedya, you're exposing it to the water much in a clearer way, B'Havalei Mechabem Mamesh, really extinguishing, Ihava Yavalei B'Shabbos, he places on Shabbos. So you have to understand the case. Look at the previous Rashi to have a contrast of what's Gorim Kibbutz, which is Mutter for the Rabbanim, and what's called Mekarev Kibbutz, which is also for the Rabbanim. So the previous Rashi explains, El Amr of Ashi, Masnisin Afili Rabbanim. Delo Domri Le Garim Kibbutz. Our Mishnah here is not similar to the classic case of Garim Kibbutz. Dehasam kimata deleika lekelim. There, the way it was, there was a fire, and you placed a bucket, or you placed some type of a vessel with water in it. So when the fire got to the kelim, the hu depakulei, it would first break the kelim, and then after the kelim broke, the grama ba'amu, and then the water is able to spread out onto the fire. Aval zeh shenasan hamay mamishachas aner. Here, the water is exposed, it's right below the candle. It's mechabe mamishu v'gzeir mibod yomatu b'shechashicha. And then even though before Shabbos, you should be allowed to, just like you leave your sprinkler in theory from before Shabbos, this should really be allowed as well. But there are goes are not to place an air and water from before Shabbos, lest you come to do this on Shabbos itself. I know another example of Gorm Kiboy, we talk about on on Yontif, actually I won't talk about the Yontif, we'll talk about Yontif piece, that a person, let's say, wants to turn the fire down on Yontif. So on Yontif, you can turn the fire up if you need to cook, but you can't turn the fire down on Yontif unless you're cooking something that will get burnt from such a high flame, whereby lowering the flame will be beneficial for the cooking. But let's say a person wants the fire out. Is there any way to somehow do a Garam Kiboy on Yontif? And the answer, the suggestion they bring is that, let's say you want to cook water, boil water. To boil the water, you're doing an act of cooking, and then let the water boil over and end up turning out the fire. That would be an example of Garam Kiboy. That's mutter for the Rabbanan. That's an example they speak about on Yontif. So there is an interesting Tosas here. It's a long Tosas. We're going to look at just the bottom of the Tosas. Dima Maschel Mipnation Mikarvis Kiboy. Tosas writes, look at the last four or five lines. The end of the line says, Mashur Gilum Loseis Mayim Bizachuchis. That which the practice of many, now the Tosas, many times we have, he always tries to defend the practice of the various Jewish families. Not that he was just making up excuses, Chas v'Shalom, he's Melamed Zechus. Sometimes it was with good reason, and sometimes they were trying to be Melamed Zechus to them. But he says, Mashrik, but it was understood that whatever they were doing was correct. The Minig Avosani was correct, he wanted to just explain it. So Tosas writes, Mashrik, Gilum Loses Mayim Bezechuchis, Shekorin Lampa. That which they place water in the lamps underneath the oil, Venosa les Shemin Ber Shabbos, and place oil on top of this, Ain't that Kiyakari Kiriv Kiboy? Isn't that Kiriv Kiboy? That I have the water exposed right below the oil. So when the oil gets used up, the fire is going to hit the water and go out. Isn't that a problem of Kiboy? Isn't that Kiriv Kiboy? So Tosa writes, no. Dechevan Shemes Kavin Le Kiboy Klal. My intent of putting the water there is not to have the fire go out. Elagbiya es Hashemen. I wanted to raise, to elevate the Shem that sticks on top. Meaning, I have my cup, my glass cup of oil. I don't need the whole thing filled with oil. I don't need the fire burning all night long. I only need half the cup. If I only fill half the cup up, the flame is going to be below the walls of the glass cup. I want to see it in a more prominent way. So you put water in halfway, and oil on top of that, as we know, oil floats, and then put the flame there. When it goes down, I don't want it to put out the fire necessarily. I just want to raise the oil. And in that case, Tosus explains that lo shaykh le migzar midei. It's not shaykh to be gozer, shemiyas v'shabbos, unless the person do this. And that's shar, that's permitted. Afilu le Rabbi Yosi, it's certainly even for Rabbi Yosi, who was machmir by Gorim Kiboy, the Kol Shken the Rabbanan, and certainly for Rabbanan, Dim Lokin. If that's not the case, Afilu below Maim Aser, Sheni Tzotzot Tfeles B'Shemen. If that's the case, then even without water, it should be Aser. Fine. So that was that's the explanation of Tosfos. Okay, we just finished a parak, Hadron Lach Kira. Let's now begin the next parak. So the parak begins, Bameh Tomrim Uvameh Ein Tomrim. With what can you use to insulate, and what can you not use to insulate? So just Rashi explains here that Bameh Tomrim, a person wants to remove a kedera from on top of the oven, and to insulate it, to preserve and maintain its heat in some other material. That they don't allow you to ever put something in something that is most of hevel, that's generating and adding heat. That's also across the board. Only things that maintain heat. If it maintains heat, just preserves heat, that's not allowed on Shabbos. It's only allowed on Erev Shabbos. But that which is most of hevel is never allowed. So here the Mishnah lists what types of items is considered are considered aser. So Rashi, so the Gemara explains, so ma tomnim uv ma ein tomnim. So aim tomnim, the first example the Mishnah says, we'll read the English of what the definitions are. Aim tomnim lo begefes. Gefes is referring to some type of mark. Mark is a pulp of olives, they explain. Rashi says here, psola shel beis habad shel shemen shu kandus yachad v'cham od, is very, very hot, so it's most of hevel. And also, ein tomnim lo begefes, lo bezevel, the manure, v'lo b'melech, not in salt, v'lo b'sid, not in lime, v'lo b'chol, not in sand, bein lachem, bein yevashim, whether these are wet or dry, v'lo b'tevin, not in any straw, v'lo b'zagin, not in grape skin, v'lo b'mochin, nor with flocking. Flocking is stuff that would, such a thing as a soft wool or soft cotton, they said, and v'lo b'asavin, not in any type of grass, b'zman shein lachem. These last lists here is only when they are moist, about Tobin behind Kishen Yevashim. When they dry up, it doesn't have that element of being Mosif Hevel anymore. So these are a list of things that may not be used for Hatamana because it's Mosif Hevel. If you take a look before you start the Gemara, just take a look at Tosos in the bottom here. Tosos writes, B'met Tobinim, V'chulu V'ein Tobinim lo B'gefes. So Tosos writes here that Perish HaRav Rav Yosef B'shem Rabbeinu Shmuel D'mari B'bashu V'lo Bashu. It's only a situation where it's been partially cooked. Of a kedera chaisa or bashel sharinim, but if it was kedera chaisa, raw piece of meat, or it was bashel, it was completely cooked, which we're going to define as Michael ben Shusai, he felt it was permitted. In other words, Rav Yosef said that the din of hatamana equals the din of shia, just like by shehia is permitted if it's Michael ben Shusai or kedera chaisa. Here too, by hatamana, Rav Yosef felt it was the same din as shehia applies to hatamana. But then Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Tam and rejects. Let's read just two lines down, the end of the line. Tosis writes, V'nir l'Rabbeinu Tam, Sheish l'chalik ben Shia l'atamana. There's room to distinguish between Shia and Atamana. Divadai l'hashos mutter, k'shu Maichel ben Jusai. No, by Shia, Maichel ben Jusai is allowed. De'e she'ein chita ma'at molo. Even if you were to stoke the coals by Shia, once it's Maichel ben Jusai, it's not going to be so beneficial. She'e magulahu, it's exposed, v'shal be'avira, and the air gets to it, so stoking the coals a little bit, it's not going to help something that's already Michael ben Jusai. So by Shehiyah, they weren't gozer shemeichate by Michael ben Jusai. Ava, but with respect to Tamana, she'osin letzorech machar, that they're burying it, they're insulating it, it's completely enclosed till tomorrow, v'hu motman, it's insulated, yesh locha shemeichate, maybe you're going to stoke the coals, shemat chitoy mo'lo litoveis choma, a little bit of raising the temperature will have an incredible impact because it's completely enclosed, and therefore, gozer lahatmin b'chol davar mosim hevel, so therefore, he felt that even by Maichel ben Jusai, even if something was Keder Chaisa, that heter would not apply. Now this is very, very important for a number of different halachas. Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva not yet published talking about a suvi, whether or not a person is allowed to use a suvi from before Shabbos and have it insulated. Is that a violation of insulation? It's shehiyah and insulation. So Rav Asher says that based on this Tosos, I believe that shehiyah and atman are two different topics. And where there's shehiyah, there's not hatmana. And where there's hatmana, there's no shehiyah. And they have different sets of rules. And since when a person, let's say, if a person, you're dealing with a case of a fire, so when there's a fire, when there's an ash, that's a violation of shehiyah. And you don't have to deal with hatmana. Hatmana is only when there's no ash, but you're still using material that generates heat, no ash. So when it comes to sous vide, there's ash. So that's a question of shehiyah. But as long as you get around the questions of shehiyah, you don't have to address the questions of hatmana. So as long as the food is Maichel ben Jusai, or if you cover the knobs and you've dealt with the shehiyah case, you don't also have to deal with the hatmana case as well. That was a chiddush of Rav Asher Weiss. Again, it hasn't been published in my chain, but this is certainly an interesting piece of Tosos here. How much do we equate shehiyah and hatmana, or are these two different concepts? Now let's go back to the Gemara and finish off. The Gemara says, Ibailu. Gefesh shalzeisim. When it says in the Mishnah gefesh is just referring to like the waste, the leftovers. But it doesn't define for us gefesh of what. So Gemara asks, is a gefesh shalzeisim tanan aval deshum shaman shapir dami? But the waste of the sesame seeds would be permitted. Or Dilma deshum shaman tanan v'kol shken deshesim. Or maybe the Mishnah is talking about the gefesh of shum shaman, and certainly kavachomer the gefesh of zeisim, which are even more hot. So the Gemara answers, Tashma dam Rabbi Zera mishum chad debe Rabbi Yanai. That one of the members of his base medrash, Kupa Shetamin Ba Asel Anicha Gefes Shalzeisim Shmamina Shalzeisim. A person is not allowed to take something, some type of food, and place it in the Zephes of Gefes of Zeisim. That would be Aser. So we see that the Zeisim, that the Zephes, Gefes rather of Zeisim are Aser. So Gemara says, no. Li Olam Emelcha Linin Atmana Dushum Shaman Nami Aser. Maybe really becomes Atmana. Even the Gefes of sesame seeds are Aser as well. But Asuki Havla, the Zeisim Maski Havla, the Shishama lo maski avla. When it comes to a fire, however, in regards to lighting a fire, so the Zeisim are able to produce heat, but the Shunshaman don't produce heat upward. So Rashi explains here in the top of Memches, and we'll stop with this. Asuke hevla kagon ze shehitim in bedaver acher v'niach kupa al gefes delek ela shagefes mala hevel. lamala umartiach kedera shebekupa. So putting in a box. So if you're going to put this kupa, this box over a gefes, so only gefes shelzeisim will generate heat upwards. But apparently the gefes of shum shaman doesn't produce heat upwards, and therefore placing it over the gefes of shum shaman would be permitted. But to insulate something inside of a gefes, there should not be a chilik ben gefes shelzeisim and gefes shel shum shaman. And we'll stop here, and everyone have a wonderful day.